I faked a smile to hide my nerves. I'm still trying to adjust to the fact that you're here, like right in front of me. I tried to sound sober. I'm not a very good actress, but I'll be damned if I don't put up an Oscar-worthy performance right now. I moved closer to him and sat at the edge of his bed, trying hard to pinpoint what exactly is different about him. He was still staring at me strangely. So, how are we going to do this? Should I reintroduce myself? I joked. The corners of his mouth turned up.
I won't mind. I mean, technically, we just met.
My smile was genuine this time. Okay, so my name is Susan Chukwuma, but I go by Susan Evans because of my job. I'm a model, by the way. I do a little acting here and there, but I am mostly runway model.
He grinned. Oh, I already suspected you were in the showbiz world.
And how do you suspect that? I asked slyly.
Well, look at you. And Mrs. D has been yammering about how he must have been shooting and that's why you haven't showed up.
Well, fair enough. Why are you calling your mom Mrs. D though? Even though I already knew the answer to that, I still asked. He frowned.
Well, calling her mom sounded strange. What do I usually call her?
You call her mom mostly. Mrs. D when you need something and mother when you're upset.
Oh, makes sense. I'll try to adjust appropriately.
There was an awkward silence after. I stood up and fidgeted with my bag. I'm sorry, but I think I'd need to leave now. It's a long ride from home, but I'm glad you're safe. I made for the door.
Susan.
His voice made me stop and I turned to face him.
We really were in love?
I nodded.
For how long?
He asked. 3 years. We met 8 years ago through a mutual friend. Started dating a year later. I kept my voice as neutral as possible.
Oh, we were engaged for how long before I disappeared?
I wasn't looking at him as I answered. You disappeared the day after you proposed to me. There was silence. Good night, Bale. I didn't wait for his reply as I hurried outside. I found Bola to do exactly where I'd left him and signaled to him. He stood up immediately and followed me out the door. I didn't even bother to let Mrs. D know I'm leaving. I have done enough pretending for a day. As the car pulled out of the mansion, I released the breath I didn't know I was holding. Bola still looked at me but said nothing. The elevator ride to my apartment was tense. I sensed Bola's anxious to know the outcome of my talk with Bowali, but I am not ready to have that conversation in the absence of a strong drink. 10 minutes later, with a glass of vodka in my hands, I responded to his silent question. Bowali is really back, but without his memories. I didn't hear anything from him, so I looked up. He was staring intently at me. Do you hear me, Bola? I said Bowali has amnesia. Won't you see anything?
So you are a happy couple now?
I smiled. No, at least not yet. Bala's expression changed.
What do you mean not yet? Are you planning on going back to him after everything?
I rolled my eyes. Chill out. His mom just wants us back together for the media. I mean, no one knows we were broken up. I turned my back at him. Besides, there's something new about Buwale and I want to explore what that is.
What?
As expected, he sounded shocked, but his voice was also laced with anger.
You want to go back to that slimy bastard?
I didn't reply but kept drinking out of my glass. The alcohol is working. Thinking about everything that's happened since Buwale's return and now Bola's reaction, I couldn't wipe the smile off my face. I started undressing as I walked towards my bedroom. At the door, I turned back to look at Blatido. Are you going to stand there feeling all jealous or are you going to join me? I winked at him. He contemplated for about a second before he put his clothes off and walked towards me. I am giddy. This is my happy place. Having two of them wrapped around my fingers. One has killed for me and I'm 100% sure he will not hesitate to do it again.